New Country, Minnesota 93. It's TJ here on a Thanksgiving Thursday. And I'm thankful that Christine is here from Freedom Home Care. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning. Thankful to be here, too. And happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Taking a little time out here today to talk about Freedom Home Care. And one of the topics you brought up when you walked in this morning was social isolation, something we both had a hard time actually saying. I'm glad I got it right here this time around. But what is that and what should we do about that when it comes to our loved ones?
So social isolation is really when somebody is just that, they're isolated from society, and that can lead to depression and all sorts of different health problems that you would never think of. And so out on AARP, they actually have a connecttoeffect.org website, which is pretty great, that gives some different suggestions on who to or who might be socially isolated and how to help them. And so I just brought a couple little things with to talk about as far as who might be affected that you don't even realize.
Okay. And I'm guessing that, I mean, it's this time of year during the holidays, too, that it's really nice to be able to check on those people. And if this kind of reminds you of somebody, then think about checking in with them during the holidays.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, so for, I'm just going to give a couple examples here. You know, somebody who is a caregiver for someone, you might think, oh, you know, they're lucky they're living with that person. They always have somebody there. But in reality, caregiving can be stressful and isolating, where you don't have a chance to get out. You have that extra added responsibility. So that's isolating. If you have a friend that hasn't been around for a while, you may not consider that perhaps finances are standing in the way of your girlfriend who used to come out to coffee with you and some of those different things. So that can be isolating. Okay. Let's see here. I'm flipping through these really cute AARP graphics.
Oh, right. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, it is awesome. Something that I didn't really think about is that untreated hearing loss can actually be isolating.
Okay.
Because it can keep people from engaging and wanting to go out into public situations. Let's see. Another one is if somebody has mobility issues, or maybe they don't have access to transportation. And so these are just a couple examples. There's definitely more out there. But it can, isolation is, it's a big thing. And like I mentioned before, it affects you physically, but it affects you emotionally. It can really be rough, especially on these cold Minnesota winters.
Absolutely. Well, if we would like to learn a little bit more or maybe contact you guys and ask some more questions when it comes to Freedom Home Care, how do we do that?
Well, you can give us a call at Freedom Home Care, LLC. Oh, that's our website. I'm a little distracted.
That's all right.
I have a helper in here
you
today.
You do, right? This is your daughter?
This is my daughter, Margot. Margot, what do you think you should do if somebody is lonely?
I think I should ask them if they need a home, and I would try to help them get a home or a helping pet.
Oh, a pet? A pet could be helpful, right? Maybe just stopping in and checking in on somebody. I'm not sure how many neighbors we need to invite to live with us just right now, but I think that's a very sweet idea.
But a very big heart you have there, Margot. That's very nice. Very
thank you.
So anyway, if you want to find out more, I'm going to post this AARP article because I think it's just great. But go to our website, freedomhomecarellc.com. Or just give us a call, too, if you have concerns about somebody who may be socially isolated. Our phone number is 507-387-4663.
All right, Christine and Margot Nessler with me today from Freedom Home Care. Happy Thanksgiving. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.